Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to United Breweries Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. John Kirsten, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining this call. We are pleased to have you here to discuss the developments of quarter four for the financial year. By means of an introduction, allow me to share some of the highlights on performance before I'll also hand over to Vivek for some comments, and then afterwards we'll get into the Q&A. On the quarter, we see a volume growth of 5%, which is despite some temporary suspensions in Telangana, which I think everyone is well aware of, as well as industry-wide challenges from duty structure changes in Karnataka, one of our biggest markets as well. The growth was predominantly coming from Andhra Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, as well as Assam. From a segment point of view, we continue the story on premium, growing our premium segment ahead of the market, both for the quarter, where we grew 24%, as well as for the full year, where the growth stands at 32%. And within premium, we are growing the total portfolio, and it's led by Kingfisher Ultra, Ultra Max, as well as the Heineken Silver brand. Moving to the P&L, we see that net sales increased by 9% in the quarter, which is roughly in line by the 10% growth that we see for the year, which is based on the volume growth and the premiumization, but also supported by price increase in multiple states. And then if we look into our gross margin development for the quarter, it stands at 42.1% and full year at 43%, which are both improving versus last year, which is good despite some of the short-term margin pressure that we see ahead of the completion of our own capacity expansion. So we're relying largely on growth coming from contracted brewing parties. Last but not least, looking at the bottom line, we delivered 24% EBIT growth for the quarter, which stands at 137 crores. While we are still carrying the continued investments behind the brands, as well as the organization and the supply chain, as mentioned, and where we also invested ahead of the peak season, which is the current quarter. Now, in the quarter, we're happy to mention that we continue our journey as a category maker, focusing on beer category growth and winning across all segments. We allocate significant resources to develop our supply chain network, both with our partner network, but also with investments into our own network, where we announced in this quarter a new greenfield brewery, which will be set up in UP. In the quarter, we've seen the annualized cost of the investments into our organization. That's been a very conscious choice to drive the growth journey, and similarly, we'll continue to invest behind the brands and the quality of our beers. And these are just a few of the pillars that continue to guide the strategy as we work towards long-term sustainable growth in the market, and of course, still aiming to long-term improve on profitability as well as our capital efficiency. Now, I'm sure there will be questions, but before we address those, let me hand over to Vivek, who will also share some of his comments on the development of the business.
Yeah, no, thanks, John, and thanks everyone for joining. I would say I think we're quite satisfied with the results of this quarter and the progress because I think in the last investor call I mentioned we had a rocky start to the year in January, driven by almost full months we could not sell anything in Karnataka because of the labor changes, which was an industry issue, but that was a big impact. And then in Telangana, we made a commercial decision of suspending our supplies for a good amount of the month, almost more than half of the month, to do that. So the largest volume market and largest profit market both were impacted in January, which would have led to a lot of other challenges because in both these locations put together, we have five of our breweries. And that impacts the cost and everything. But I would say that I'm very proud of the team who bounced back despite these challenges, and we ended up with the quarter at 5% volume growth and 9% sales growth, but structurally much better output of where we were. We also announced this quarter our CapEx investment in beauty about our greenfield beauty. I'm happy to inform you, I think last week we got the final land, what we needed. So we are accelerating that buildup of our greenfield beauty at a very fast pace. We also made further design choices on how do we make this business more sustainable. We looked at each of the markets. We have put some design to win projects. One of the projects I know is shared in the investor presentation is about Maharashtra. It is one of the distributor market, but we never looked at our distribution network in depth. You know, I was quite shocked to see that almost there were 13 districts where we had zero distribution point of coverage. And so we looked at design and distribution network, which is aimed to provide better service to retailers. There are almost more than 20,000 outlets in Maharashtra. And we think that the response time, where if they order and they get next day delivery, will move from around 62% to almost 95%. So we are really improving the service, which really helps to build category and doing that. So those kind of design projects, we are doing this kind of work in few other states also, which helps us to design to win. We also expanded our Amstel branding into West Bengal. Very good early results. And as we talk, we are actually launching in UP on Amstel Grande as well. We did a lot of work on peak season planning during this quarter. So our inventories were higher despite some disruptions. So all put together, I think we ended up, we had a very good quarter. We are really looking, we are middle of the season, almost half the season is gone. But we feel confident that some of the choices we have made are going to be in line with the long-term aspirations. The big worry part in this whole is the increase in consumer prices and duties. I think in, we are seeing the impact of that on the category. Like Telangana took 15%, 20% price increase for consumer. Karnataka, we are still had a duty increase. And now again, there is conversation happening on that. So I keep repeating that affordability is the biggest, you know, threat to growth of this category. And but we are working very closely with the government regulators to give data to really have a voice so that there is more sustainability on this industry. And there are states where we are doing extremely well. There are states where the category is down, and there are states where we are working hard in. So, but overall, I think we are in a good shape. From an organization perspective, I would say we continue to invest in building a very strong talent pool and very strong capability. And that is completely on track. Yesterday, we announced that our supply chain director, Vigit Dillon, who has been in India for almost 2 years, 2.5 years, and very experienced, he's moving back to Amsterdam in August. And we are actually getting a top talent to replace him, who has been a brewer throughout his career and has worked in Heineken from 2013, worked in markets like Haiti, Congo. He's a Belgian, and he's right now looking after Caribbean business, and he'll be coming back here. So he continues to work on the talent plan as well to do that. So with this, I hand over to the moderator if you have any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Participants are requested to limit their questions to two per participant. If you have a follow-up question, please fall back in the queue for further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Krishnan from Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
My first question is regarding Telangana. You had mentioned last time that there was a 15% price increase that you obtained. You also stated that there is a further price increase that you expect, quote unquote, shortly. Has that price increase come through? And if not, when do you expect that? That's my first question on Telangana.
We just got the pricing only in February 15. When I say, you know, very soon, I think it has to go through the government pricing committee and all. So I don't know the timing of that, and there's no notification which has come, but I'm not expecting any pricing in the next few months because it goes through a process. You know, it is a pricing committee which needs to be there. But our conversation with the government is completely on, that it is important that they understand that we are still not out of the red completely on this one. And also, you know, the recent price increase for consumers is also impacting category growth. So we also have to see the data in the next couple of months, how the clear category performs in Telangana overall. And then we will go back with a comprehensive proposal, which actually, you know, they would like to see how their revenue increases. We would like to see how our viability of our business increases. So it's still work in progress. Right now, the another focus in Telangana is to get the payments back. You know, there is overdues. I think we did get a part of it, but we are still not out of the wood there. I think we are also working with the government and through the industry association so that the payments are regularized as per their commitment. Because especially in the season, you know, we don't want to get back to a situation where the category is growing, we are growing, and we are stretched on working capital if we don't get the payment. So we're working very closely with the finance department of the state and the stakeholders so that the things get streamlined.
Thanks. My second question is regarding Karnataka. You had mentioned after the third quarter results, as part of the conference call, that there was a 30-35% reduction Jan versus Jan. You also mentioned in the presentation that there was a decline in Karnataka for the quarter. Does that continue in the month of April and the earlier part of May? And if so, what's the extent of the decline?
Yeah, I think I cannot share the exact numbers of April with you, but I would say that the decline is not to that extent, but there is a decline, double-digit decline in the category, which we have seen since the duties have increased. And it has also driven primarily because the price of the economy beer is actually gone up. Now, on the other side, as a company, we are growing shares. But as I keep repeating, my role is not to only grow share, it is also to grow category. We are category makers, not category takers. So on the share front, we are doing well because the economy segment has slowed down. We did not take pricing on Kingfisher. We have a very strong program. We're sponsoring IPL. All of those things are there. But there is a real challenge on the category versus the previous year in Karnataka.
Thank you, Vivek.
Mr. Krishnan, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Latika Chopra from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. You know, my first question was on demand trends. You know, there are a lot of moving parts here. You just mentioned, you know, chatter on, you know, another round of tax increases in Karnataka. There have been price increases in certain parts of the country. And of course, you know, weather has been also, you know, not exactly turning out to be hot. Again, in certain parts of the country. So in this backdrop, you know, what is your confidence of, you know, sustaining, you know, mid to high single digit kind of a volume growth for your portfolio? That's the first question.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's not all doom and gloom. You know, there are states where we're also doing extremely well. UP is one good example where the excise policy has been progressive. They've added number of outlets of beer. You could see the impact of that. The prices were more or less stable for the consumer to do that. The actions we took in Assam continue to yield results. The work we are doing in our go-to-market and design choices to better serve, because all said and done, there's enough work to be done other than price on this category, driving category and being there, we have installed 2x number of fridges already, coolers already. Because one of the things I talked to you about that we want to invest in cold beer. So we have markets where we are doing extremely well. Andhra is another example where, you know, we actually did quite well in the quarter and continue to serve the market. And in fact, one of the reasons our gross margins got also impacted because we had to import a lot of volume beyond our brewery in Andhra to serve consumer demand there. So there, it's a tale of two cities. Basically, there is two halves. You have states where we're doing extremely well. There are states where we are creating demand. And there are states like Telangana, Karnataka, you know, and in case some cases where we have supply issues in certain states, which where we are, the category is really struggling. So, but I also believe, you know, it's a cycle. We just have to continue to work with the regulators and the government and bring the impact of this. So I think I'm still confident that, you know, that the level of growth we are delivering, or 6 to 7% volume growth we talked about, is extremely possible here.
Thank you for this. My second question, you know, was on gross margins. You know, this was a good performance in the quarter. But I also wanted to understand, you know, how are you sensing inflation in some of your key raw materials? You know, barley particularly, because I think the current quarter probably is your key procurement quarter. You know, any thoughts on, you know, share of recycled glass bottles versus new glass bottles? How is that trending for you? And potential for, you know, these gross margins to improve going forward? Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And I think we keep a very close eye on gross margin development also from a future perspective, that long term we want that to of course develop in the right direction. There's a couple of items, you mentioned them. One of the challenges of course being that in India we cannot translate cost price increase into consumer pricing. Therefore we need to look at all angles to make sure that we drive sustainable margin development. You mentioned bottles. Over the last 3 quarters, we've been able to improve our percentage of bottle injection, so coming down versus the quarters before, versus the previous years. So that's one thing where we definitely have a lot of focus on to make sure that we take the right decisions. Also to balance, indeed, that we see input costs also going up in other areas. So it remains a bit of a challenge. And the other thing which also plays a part here is that on our growth journey, we're investing behind capacity. But it means that while we're expanding our own capacity, we rely on contract partners to do, which has, even though on the bottom line it delivers a similar profit, margin-wise in the way we account for it, it has a negative impact. So we're happy with the current margin development, but very cautious in terms of the outlook, because there will be some short-term pressure on the margins, which means offset these other items that I mentioned.
All right. Any specific color on barley cost? What I made out was, you know, your share of recycled bottles is increasing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And barley, any specific color?
Not specifically on pricing. I think we had, it's always a bit of a mixed bag, but no significant impact.
All right. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Harit. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you hear me? Is this okay now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So yeah, I just had a couple of questions. You know, I just wanted to get a sense now, where are we as far as, you know, the share of premium in the portfolio is concerned? We've got, you had 2 years of, you know, fantastic growth on that part of the business. I know it is a slow move up in terms of mix. And when do we believe that, you know, scale benefits as well as, you know, benefits of RM, et cetera, you know, start to really show up in an improved margin profile, which kind of positively, you know, benefits the portfolio? That's my first question on margins for premium.
Yeah, no, thanks, Harit. I think, look, I think last year, you're right, in 2024, our premium business grew almost 34%, you know, for the full year. And we continue to see the momentum of the premium business. I think a lot of it is driven by the choice we made on localizing premium production in many, many locations. And also re-looking at our portfolio to really do that. During this period, we also had some disruptions, like, you know, the labor disruptions in Karnataka and all of those things we put together. But having said that, I think our premium business is in the right track. Our aspiration is to grow even faster. So I'm not happy with 30-35% growth because we are, our shares are still mid-single digit and growing. And we know that for the last 5 quarters, you know, the premium business is growing and premium is still today 17-18% of the market. So we have a plan to hit 25% share of premiums for which we have to further accelerate premium. And when we accelerate premium, we have to put a lot many new bottles, you know, as you know, because that's how the equation works. We have done a lot of good work on collecting old bottles. In a couple of quarters back, we talked about we are putting a lot of operating discipline there, working some choice, it is helping us. But this has also helped us to balance because we are also putting a lot of new bottles on premium in the mix to do that. So it is a plan. Structurally, we are getting in the right way on the premium portfolio as we are making those choices. But the focus on premium will remain growth for the next few, I would say, years, not only quarters, because we really need to keep hitting 35-40% growth year on year on premium so that we at least reach our respectable share on premium. And I think based on the consumer response, as we are making availability, better execution, better programs, we are very confident it will happen. So we feel good about it. And then, you know that once the return bottles start coming in, then the margin profile will improve.
Fantastic. The second thing was on preparedness for summer. Last year, you know, we had certain supply chain led challenges. I think a few months back, you also spoke of a lot of efforts we have gone into making sure that, you know, some of those blocks don't occur again. So just wanted to know, you know, we're 1.5 months broadly through the peak summer. How is your execution in your mind, you know, panned out? Do we expect some, you know, positive offshoots of some of the supply chain unlocks that you would have done showing up in this time summer?
You know, actually, absolutely. I think I feel pretty good that we had a plan. But if you ask me how did we execute that plan, I think 7 out of 10. But if we didn't have a plan, we would have been 3 out of 10. So, but definitely, I would say that one of those plans definitely helped us. We could feel that momentum and the share growth what we are seeing in our business right now. Having said that, we also had a couple of setbacks, you know, very early on. One was around bottle supplies, because you know that the bottle industry went through a lot of changes, especially with some of the key big suppliers. Their mergers and some of the acquisitions did not come through. So we had a little bit of glitch there, which we are trying to manage, in the whole part. And other than that, also, you know, the second big challenge we learned was the government warehouses, where we are having in the corporation markets. While we increased the supplies and planning, in many cases, government states were not able to increase their depots or execute their warehouses. So we had situations where a lot of trucks were standing outside the depots for many number of days. Not because we were not planned well, it was just because the space in the government depots did not increase proportionately where the category is going. So all these are part of learning. That's why I call it 7 out of 10. So not only on the issues right, like the right taxation, we are now also going to go back and working actively on what is the right network design, especially for the corporation markets where government depots are there. Because if the beer category is going to grow and we are going to really lead that category grow, it needs space. It needs to do that. So states like Rajasthan, we face a challenge, you know, where depots are not there. We face some challenge in Andhra, in some of where the category is growing. And you can give it to them because it was not growing as fast a year back and 2 years back, and it takes time to build infrastructure. So I think these are all learning, but these also become opportunity for next year.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Those are my questions. I'll come back to me. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinish Kumar from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I have two questions. My first question is on the Maharashtra distribution changes which you are doing. So the question there is essentially, is this something new for the beer industry in India? In the mass end, premium end clearly will be more urban focused, so there it is easy to do. So the benefits of this will be more from a working capital for the distributors, or it will be more that the stockouts which were happening, those will get addressed, and any sense on the stockouts if you can mention? That's the first question.
Yeah, I would say, I think we designed this whole, we looked at it from a pure customer point of view, and customer as a retailer, that is the store getting the best service in a distribution model, right? And the service measured hours that if they're placing an order, do they get the deliveries in 24 hours? Are they getting good fresh goods? Are they able to get access to all the range? Are we closer to the market? So this was a complete network design exercise. That where do we need distributors? Where do we need distribution points? Where do we need, how do we serve the retailers better? How do we make sure that the execution in the store is there? So the design was made keeping end customer in mind more rather than the distributor, part. Now the benefits are going to be all of it, whatever you said. Better availability, because in many cases we are expanding the distributor warehouse space. In many cases, distributors are opening up multiple distribution points so that they can store it. Now all that needs excise regulatory approval, some is there, some is not. It is also about making sure that there is better discipline in the market in execution. So I don't know whether it's the first in the beer industry, but I definitely think that the quality of work which has happened is quite intense. It is quite world class what we see in terms of quality of data at a store level, quality of execution, and what we are going to monitor. And we'll be able to reach 100% of the stores in Maharashtra in every nook and corner. So, and we know it's a market which has a good gross margin also. So we can actually invest in developing the market. And in parallel, we also continuously recommending to the government to reduce the gap between beer and spirits on taxation, and even reduce taxes on beer, because the industry has not grown significantly in the last few years. So we are feeling good about it on what we've done.
So sure, thanks. Two follow-ups here. One is, which are the two other states where you're doing this? And eventually, will it be fair to expect that medium, long-term, pan-India, this will happen? And in terms of cooler placement, say in Maharashtra, what percentage is there currently? And will you target here also, say, the 100% which you mentioned?
Yeah, on the cooler placement, apologies, I don't have the exact number. I can come back to you. I don't think our target is 100% cooler placement in Maharashtra. I think we'll be around 50% cooler placement in the next couple of years, which will be much higher than, 8 to 10% or 10-15% we have today, because it will take a lot of time. Yes, we are doing this work in other states. I can't tell you right now, we have to keep something for the next conference call also. But yes, we are doing, and some of it is a little bit confidential and competitive, because there's a lot of work, redesign work we are doing. But in Maharashtra, we have completed this work in terms of defining the distributors, defining the points, the execution. I think already the people are in place in the stores, so we wanted to share it. But yes, this will happen at least in four states this year, and the idea is to get this playbook and go to all India. So we are picking one distributor market, which is Maharashtra, one corporation market, which will be one thing, one wholesale market, and one corporation market led by corporation. So we're using a different architecture of markets, create a playbook, have an execution model so that for next year and year after, we keep expanding it.
Sure. My second and last question is in terms of innovations and new brand launches, we have seen sharp scale up in the last 18 months. So specific question is, in the states where Amstel and say Heineken, Silver, etc. have been launched, Could you share, is this creation of a new revenue generator for you, more market share gains? How exactly has this panned out? And any learnings, any things you can improve in terms of execution based on the launch which has happened till now?
Yeah, no, I think we are feeling good, very good about both Heineken Silver and Amstel Grande. I would say Heineken Silver, we had a challenge of producing only in a couple of states. And we got approval to produce in Karnataka last year, and we are expanding Heineken Silver in Karnataka again. In some markets like Goa, Heineken Silver is very sizable business now and growing. And actually, when I look at our plans, I think we are actually growing high double digits of Heineken as a brand, and Heineken Silver is growing in leaps and bounds where we are doing. So great product, great acceptance. Since Amstel Grande is in two markets right now, Maharashtra, Mumbai, and West Bengal, we are expanding to UP this week. The initial thing is there. We are very encouraged with the initial trials and repeats, especially on the premium brand. And in West Bengal, we already reached almost 4-5 share of that premium category. So it's helping to grow shares, but it is also helping to grow our revenues because it's a trade-up story. It's a premiumization. I think on your execution learning, it is just state-by-state game. Getting labels registered, local production, making sure we have the full model, especially in a dark market. Because as you know, you cannot advertise and talk about how the product is better than what you already, what is available. So a lot of it depends on in-store execution and distribution. So it's a slower build-up than what I would like. But we are working creative ways to make sure that consumers actually try the product. But we are extremely happy with both the launches, and our focus is on the states where we have launched. We do a very good job, then we go to the next state and the next state.
So thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Doshi from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Vivek, around last summer, if I remember correctly, your bottle recovery rate was about 65% or maybe a little lower than that. If you could talk about the progress you've made over the last three, four quarters, and what should be the expectation for this summer in terms of bottle recovery rate? And second is, if you can give us some idea of for the new bottles, whether what is the nature of contracts you have, and do you have visibility at a full year level of the inflation and any outlook or color you can give there? So.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Very straightforward on the bottle returns. We've improved by approximately 300 basis points. So we're very happy with that. And as Vivek mentioned, a lot of operational improvements that are going on and that will continue to happen because we see it's across India, we see pockets where things move better and where there's still opportunities to continue to do so. And as we continue to expand the portfolio, also mentioned by Vivek, we'll continue to have a challenge on this because with building the category, it also means that we're looking at our consumers and future consumers, which means that we want to attract new consumers into the category with new innovative products, which in many cases also leads to new bottles. So it's something that we continuously balance and where we also closely connect with our suppliers. I won't go specifically into contracts, but we are running a key supplier program, which also involves bottle suppliers as they are for packaging materials, one of our main partners. So we're looking into building longer-term strategic partnerships with many suppliers, of which also bottle suppliers.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I think there is some, maybe you're away from the speaker, whatever, but we're not able to sort of get the message clearly. Anyway, I will go back and revisit the transcript. Second question is, in this quarter, there's a significant, if I look at March quarter gross revenues, versus December quarter gross revenues, it's broadly flat. However, you know, the excise component has declined 13%, and net sales, you know, on a QOQ basis is up 16%. So normally we don't look at quarter-on-quarter, but very surprised to see the trend of you know, sharp decline in excise. So if you could explain us, you know, what is the change in the state mix that has resulted into this? And my last question is, at a full year level, receivable days have increased by about 23%. Receivables have increased by 23% versus 10% increase in net sales. Or maybe even lower increase in net sales. So, some updates on, you know, what is the situation of collections from the state where we had problems, and, you know, is it getting better or the problem still sort of remains?
Yeah, thank you. And I hope I am audible. I moved a bit closer to the speaker.
It's better now. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. So the first question was on?
The net revenue and growth.
Oh, yeah, net growth. Yeah, that's actually that's an accounting impact from a change in UP, where the excise is no longer part of our P&L, because we are no longer liable for paying the excise. So it's a change in who's liable for paying excise and nothing else but that. And that's the full change in our P&L in terms of the difference between net sales and gross revenue. So that's one. On the receivables, yeah, we see two main items, which is one, there's still an effect of Telangana there if we compare it versus last year in terms of the aging of the inventory, so the aging of the receivables. And secondly, we see also an increase in preparing for season, where we grow more inventory in the corporation markets, which leads to a temporary increase in our receivables, because the collection happens only after we dispatch further into the market. So we did expect also a temporary peak in receivables, which we also expect to recover. Overall, I think, as Vivek mentioned earlier, the conversation with Telangana remains ongoing, and it's our main priority now after we've got the first pricing to make sure that we also recover the cash. I think we can say that we are in a better space than where we were a quarter ago, but it remains a high priority to make sure that we recover it. For the other markets, we do expect that as the season continues, we will recover that peak in receivables over the next couple of weeks and months.
Thank you, and wish you the very best for, you know, financial year 26.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhiraj Mistry from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. So first question is regarding CapEx. So when do we expect that the UP CapEx would be done, and when it would be materially contributing to the volume numbers? And what would be the capacity of this plant?
I think the brewery is going to take two years minimum to build. So without that, we cannot count on extra volumes. And we already shared there is a range of capacities we are looking at, you know, from 1.5 million to 3 million, 3.5 million. So depending on the demand at that point of time, the policies, you know, we can be modular there. And we have already started investing the CapEx. As I said, we already got approval for the land, and we had to make some deposits. We already started placing some orders, working with architectures and all. So the work is going on, but it will take minimum 2 years to complete the project.
Got it. So the reason why I'm asking is that during the peak summer season, we have seen multiple times there is a capacity constraint which we face. And given that now the summer season has been going on, what would be the constraint because of the capacity, and whether it would materially restrict the volume growth in the current quarter?
There is some restriction. In some states, there is a concern. I also talked about reduction in demand because of, excise duties increase and pricing increase as well. So we are balancing. We also transferring stock from one state to another, which has an impact on margins, but we are taking those calls. We are also strengthening our partnership with our partners, contract manufacturers. I think, as John said, that as we increase that volumes, while the profitability it looks very similar, but there is an impact on the margin. So we are making all those calls. Yes, do we have supply issues in few states? I would say yes. Yes, I would say, yeah, we did peak planning, but there are a couple of states. But I would say we are in a much better shape than the last year. But as the trends on the category growth normalizes, we'll continue to invest CapEx to improve our capacities. And we are making a lot of strategic calls, which we will hear sooner about those calls as well.
Yeah, and if I can add something here, as Vivek mentioned earlier on, that it's about the network design, which consists of many different pieces, part of which is investing into capacity extension, partnering up with network partners, as well as planning in logistics and warehousing, etc. So we're working on all these pieces to make sure that while we are building capacity, we will be able to supply the market. So it's a consistent trade-off where we also look at margins versus growth, again, to really build the category. So we will continue to make these trade-offs also when our own capacity becomes on stream. And it's a conversation that we have. If we look across the whole of India, there's still excess capacity. So it is really a matter of deciding what is the trade-off between maybe incurring lower margins on the short term, but really growing in volume, so that at the moment that we get capacity on the stream, we can also benefit from the margin extension. So the trade-off will be part of our continuous business for the short term, but also for the long term.
Yeah, that explains a lot. Thank you. And second question related to that, what would be our current capacity in terms of hectoliters, and what can we expect in a CapEx for next 2 to 3 years period?
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yeah, so what would be our current capacity in terms of hectoliters, and what would be the CapEx amount over the next 2 to 3 years period?
Yeah, I think, as I said, we are adding more capacity. So, and the current hectoliter capacity is a function of the capacity on in our own breweries and the negotiated capacity with the contract brewers. So I cannot give you the exact numbers because it's easy for me to give you numbers, but there is also commercial contracts attached to it. But it is safer to say our CapEx investment rate is going up in multiples versus the previous years. So we already announced a massive investment in UP. We already talked about making CapEx investment in our breweries. We are already, I don't know if we shared with you, we are already setting up a can line in Maharashtra in one of the breweries, which will be ready by the next season, which will give us a significant leverage on our can volumes as well. So that is another CapEx investment we have made. We are investing CapEx in coolers, which is the last CapEx investment. So I can only say that the CapEx investment is going to grow in multiples, and we just need to do a better job of execution and making sure the momentum we see in the business continues to happen. So, Jan, anything you want to add there?
No, I think, again, it is a trade-off between investing in commercial capex to really grow the demand and make sure that we serve consumers, as also from the sourcing, and where we also balance to really serve the trends that we see. So I think Vivek mentioned cans. And we see that there's momentum on can, so we need to make sure that we are ready to also supply that. So we'll continue to do that as we move along.
Got it. And sir, last question is related to price hike. So other than Telangana, is there any state where we are expecting price hike or likely to already taken price hike?
We have taken pricing in few markets. Rajasthan, there has been a price increase, which has been effective April. We have taken in Orissa the price increase. UP, we have taken a pricing in UP. So there are a few markets where the pricing has happened. And we also, at the same time, we are also investing in the business. Like in Karnataka, we did not take a price increase on Kingfisher Strong, despite the duty increase last time. So we are balancing our investment choices here, but yes, there have been few states where we got the pricing.
If possible, can you quantify that?
Quantify in terms of, like, we can track that in the next quarter, but right now I don't have the numbers with me. If you see our volume versus the price mix has been 4%. We grew 5% and price mix has been 4%. We're hoping to maintain that for next few quarters at least.
Yeah. If you look at the current quarter, there is quite a good balance between volume growth and the contribution from price mix on net sales. And like you had mentioned, we go case by case and state by state where we see how do we best serve the consumer and grow the category. So it will be, again, here a balanced trade-off on where do we take pricing and where do we invest in the market. Very much also speaking to the earlier comments around the importance of affordability, and that we really want to be the category maker, which means that we need to keep a very close eye on what consumer wants and needs, while also safeguarding our margin. So it's going to be a case-by-case decision. Overall, our aim is to maintain sort of a similar trajectory with the balance between volume growth and contributions from price and mix.
Noted. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshika Gupta from JRK Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have one question. I know we've spoken about CapEx being multiple. You know, we're doing it in the brewery, in cans, in coolers. So I just wondered if we could quantify that in numbers over 2 to 3 years, what is the CapEx that we're investing in? And we plan to use debt to finance some of this CapEx if it is substantial. That will be the follow-up.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment exactly on the CapEx numbers. I think it's been a continuous conversations we had also in these calls where it's been highlighted that over the previous years we were falling slightly behind in terms of CapEx in terms of looking at a percentage of revenue. So that's where this comes in, where we plan to significantly increase and also make sure that we have the structure in place to make sure that we're able to finance that. I think over the past year, we've also learned a lot from the situation in Telangana and looking how does that work for our cash flow, similar to peak season planning, the question that we had earlier on receivables. I think these are all things that have happened now but continue to be part of this market for the years to come. So that means that if we also want to invest, which is clearly part of the plan, that we need to make sure that we have the structure in place to be able to do so.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Gupta for closing comments.
No, thank you for the engagement and thank you for the questions. As I summarize, I think, you know, we feel good that the choices we made of being category maker, going both premium and mainstream, winning in all stores, making sure we leverage our brewery network, we drive cost mindset, and we really have a winning culture. I think we are on the right track. I think this was the sixth consecutive quarter of, close to double-digit growth on the business. You know, our premium business is doing extremely well. We are building design capabilities which help us to win in future years, not only tactical volume. And I feel pretty good that I'm hoping this momentum will continue. We will continue to engage with the government and set up government in every state to make sure we keep bringing the thought leadership on how do we grow the category. We need to do a lot more work on backward integration with our vendors, suppliers, as we capture this growth market by market. There are also volatilities in the market, which we don't know how they will impact and how they will pace out. But I would say that UBL is much better geared to lead the category growth and the momentum. So thank you for your support and thank you for all your questions.
Thank you. With that, we conclude today's conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.